Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihi Allahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد، فعن النعمان البشير رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء هو العبادة. Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, worship is only dua. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam singled out one specific type of worship that the Muslims need to focus on. In Arabic we call this qasr, where basically you remove everything else, you say, this is only this. Worship is only dua. Dua is only worship. There is nothing else. I.e. in the sense that dua has such high virtue that it foreshadows everything else. It is the most purest form of worship. It is the most sincerest form of worship. And it is the most important form of worship. I remember exactly 1 month ago, I was here on the minbar giving a khutbah, and it was about the signs of Allah and about, you know, making sure you're remembering Allah in your holidays. And I was preparing the khutbah, people are going to have enjoyable holidays. SubhanAllah, I reflect upon the last month. For us, as a community, we've had a very tough last month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in front of us many trials that our community has gone through. Each and every single one of us knows families that have become sick. Most likely we know people that have gone into hospital. Most likely we know people that have passed away. People from our community, close friends, maybe even family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places these opportunities in front of us as opportunities to turn to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw that we went through 2 years of corona and decided that we needed this third one, this more severe one, so that we could get closer to Him. That it is an invitation to you, it is a hint to you, that now's the time to turn to Allah. I would like to put forward today that it is important that we take opportunity of these difficult times to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. Because if you don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the difficult times, when are you going to turn to Him? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who is the one that answers the call of the distress and removes his affliction? Indeed, it is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that places this fitna, this trial, this test, this difficulty in front of you, so that your heart can open up to Him. In Arabic, this word fitna, it actually means something that we use when we melt down like a metal. So for example, you went and you mined some metal, it was very high in gold, but it's not going to be pure. You melt it down, and then you get pure gold out of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting that fitna so it can melt you down and then you can come out pure. Therefore, we must take hint of these opportunities. And I propose today that we don't just turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. We try to take this opportunity. And this is probably one of the most severe things that that's happened to our community here in Sydney. That we take this opportunity and we develop a dua habit. that we start to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua now, calling to Him. But we try to take this as a step so that every single day I'm making dua to Allah and getting closer and closer to Him. Zakariya alayhi salam, one of the great prophets of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his story multiple times in the Quran. He takes a hint. He sees that his niece Maryam has out of season fruits. And he sees this as a sign from Allah, and he turns to Allah in dua. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. He saw the sign, he took the hint, turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and made dua for the thing that he needed. Likewise, we must be like Zakariya alayhi salam and take the hint. Things that happen around us don't just happen heck like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places it there as a hint, as a sign, as an opportunity for you to grab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about the story of Zakariya and two other prophets in Surah Al-Anbiya, mentioning that all three of them turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. All three of them giving different dua, all three of them in different circumstances. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers all three of their dua. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلُهُمْ مَعْهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَّن نَّقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وزكريا إذ نادى ربه رب لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين فاستجبنا له ووهبنا له يحيى وأصلحنا له زوجه إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. The example of Shu'aib, where Allah tested him in his family and his wealth and in his health. And he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured him and regave him everything that he lost. And Yunus alayhi salam, that fell himself in the darkest of situations, in the tummy of the whale, calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah saves him. Zakariya alayhi salam calls to Allah pleading for a son when it is biologically impossible for him. He calls to Allah and Allah answers his dua. And then the key thing that we learn, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out that these prophets كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا. They used to, it was a habit, something they continually did, that they called to Allah رغبا ورهبا, in hope of Allah and in fear of Allah. These prophets, they are our role models. These prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singled out their dua upon all other things that they did. They were great prophets. They did so much. But Allah singled out their dua in mention here because He wants us to be like them, continually making dua. So I put forward that we must have this idea that we want to create a dua habit, where we are people that are continually making dua to Allah, that we are calling upon Allah, that it is something that we are doing on a daily basis, not just happens once in a while. Now, it is very important because we realize that dua is levels. There is someone, he does not have a habit of calling to Allah. He doesn't know how to call to Allah. He doesn't have the connection. He doesn't know the etiquette. His dua is not as powerful as someone who is continually growing and growing in his connection and knows how to call upon Allah and is more powerful in his dua and knows what to call for and how to word his dua. Dua is levels. Many times we've seen in the mosque, probably in the last 10 days of Ramadan, probably Laylatul Qadr, that a brother, he's sitting there in the corner and he raises his hands to Allah in dua. And then a few minutes later, he's on his phone. You know, it's not a powerful dua because it hasn't become a habit. It's just something he's done as a one-off. I remember sitting on the plain of Arafah in the time that the dua is answered and a brother comes and asks me, how do I make dua? You need to start from now. You need to develop the habit from now because dua is levels. So let's take opportunity of this hardship that we have gone through to turn to Allah and to start a dua habit. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Today, I remind myself and you about the importance of dua and having a habit to do dua. Maybe we've heard of the habit of, for example, having a daily portion of Quran or having a daily portion of dhikr that you're making to Allah. I would like to propose that all of us have a set amount of time, a set portion where we are just making dua. As mentioned, dua is the most important worship, the most powerful and sincere type of worship, that we take opportunity of this time of difficulty to start making dua and to start this habit and to know the importance of being continual in this habit of making dua to Allah and knowing that dua are levels. We know that Ramadan is just around the corner and that we want the opportunity to develop ourselves to have more powerful dua in Ramadan. So I propose that today, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents an opportunity, which is in the last hour of Friday, before the Adhan al-Maghrib, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today for a few minutes. Take a few minutes before the Maghrib Adhan and make dua to Allah, just for a few minutes. A few minutes because I propose you set a habit and you start small. So you do a few minutes today. Then that's ticked off the box, you do it tomorrow. And you make dua to Allah for a few minutes. And then on Sunday, you make dua to Allah for a few minutes. Then Monday, then the whole week, you're just making dua to Allah for a few minutes. And then it becomes a habit that you're doing it every single day, becomes something that you've entrenched into yourself. And then you reach Ramadan, and you reach Ramadan running. You're on a high. You're spiritually positioning yourself close to Allah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people that continually make dua to Him. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم رب الناس اللهم رب الناس اللهم رب الناس اللهم يا سميع اللهم يا مجيب اللهم يا مجيب اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء اللهم احفظ الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم احفظ المسلمين اللهم احفظ المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم ارحم موتانا اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمر وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.